Now,
the rest of the story. Phil Anderson was a professional gambler. He earned a living doing what most of us call impossible, beating the house. Figuratively speaking, the cards are stacked against a gambler, if only because the games he plays are based on pure chance. But there's one gambling game in which skill plays a part, and that's blackjack. Well, blackjack was Phil Anderson's game. Practically every pro in Las Vegas recalls the night in August of 85 when Phil strode into the Westward Ho Casino. He appeared physically a little uncomfortable, but otherwise utterly confident. He stepped up to the blackjack table. He bought into the game. Now, blackjack, let me explain. It uses a standard deck of cards. Number cards are worth their face value. Face cards count as 10, aces as 1 or 11. Usually a blackjack player is dealt two cards face up and additional cards as he asks for them. The dealer deals himself two cards, one face up and one face down. Now, the object of the game is to come closer to 21 than the dealer without exceeding that number. So Phil Anderson began playing blackjack, and he began winning. Began winning a lot, winning so much that he attracted the attention of passersby and gamblers at other tables, and eventually casino officials. For this, well, this is the rest of the story. Theoretically, at least, it would be possible to win at blackjack consistently if one could somehow keep track of all of the cards as they were dealt and remember them, thereby concluding which cards were remaining in the dealer's deck. The cards are discarded after each hand, you see, so if you knew which cards were left undealt, you could make an educated guess as to what your next hand would be. It's called card counting. Now, some casinos use two or more full decks in blackjack. That would make card counting even more challenging, but still some gamblers swear that it is possible. One gambler, for example, the late Kenneth Houston, was reported to have won more than $3 million in 5 years with a card counting system devised by a famous mathematician. But now, Phil Anderson that we're talking about, he's no mathematics genius, and everybody knew it. But what nobody could figure out was how he was winning so spectacularly at blackjack. Well, after a while, enough was enough. Phil was arrested by casino security guards for suspicious behavior. He was escorted from the premises. And now it can be told. I said that he came into the casino feeling, acting a little physically uncomfortable. Well, there was a reason for that. The telltale body movements. That was his own way of card counting. With illegal, electronic assistance. Phil had a microcomputer strapped to his leg inside his trousers. A computer which was connected by wires to controls in his shoes and operated by his toes in code. He would enter the designation of each card as it was played, and this microcomputer, able to determine which cards were left in the deck, would communicate the probability of the next hand. Now, you ask, how did the computer communicate those probabilities to Phil from the tapping of his toes? Through a wire clipped to his... Well, it was... The wire was clipped to his athletic supporter. And it sent impulses. It sent coded electric shocks is what it sent to Phil's posterior. Fellow professional gamblers had wondered where Phil Anderson's brains were, and now... Well, now they're going to know the rest of the story.